Yeah, I mean, he lost some money, I guess. Probably not too much of a loss for him. Yeah, I mean, you know, what this organization does is treat special teams as an actual third of what the game is, which is what it is. And, you know, when you have Jay Harbaugh leading us in what he does, and the guys buy in, and you have guys that take pride in special teams, obviously, you know, there's been games all year where we've either flipped games or, you know, started the onslaught to win games. So, you know, you can't say enough about, you know, the guys that take pride in that and in the group that we have. You know, Dicko is pinning guys. I mean, how many do you have inside the 10? Yeah, I mean, he's the best in the world at what he does. And he proved it today. So, yeah, I mean, just we take pride in special teams. And obviously it showed this year that it can really do wonders for our team. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you always want to be here, obviously. Like, you always dream about playing the Super Bowl. And, you know, some of us, it took a little bit longer to get there and to win it. But, you know, just that locker room and what we had all year was amazing. It was a great experience, great relationships. And, yeah, I mean, it's just there's no words to express what that team is in there.
Jason, you set a new record, 200 points in a season. First time anyone's ever done it in the NFL. What's your reaction to doing that in a game that you win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, even just winning right now doesn't even feel real. But, you know, you hear those numbers being thrown out there. It's just, you know, we've had amazing defense, obviously amazing special teams, and offense just moved the ball so great all year. So, you know, as a specialist, you can't really force the game, right? Like, you get limited opportunities, and whenever your number is called, you just go out there and do your best.
What's it like seeing any moment of the game cross your mind that
MVP? No, I mean, I ride it on my wrist. I just go one for one. Whatever kick that is in front of me, I just make that my best effort, and you know, put all my hard work and, you know, all these years and all the off season, and just, you know, put that to work. And I truly go one kick at a time, so whatever happens.
Jason, for the end, the identity of this team now, the kind of awesome, the end of the season, the pinnacle, what would you describe as kind of like you guys' bread and butter, who you guys are as a team?
I mean, people first. This is, you know, especially, you know, this week with the media and stuff, you get asked a lot of questions, and it feels weird when you say it so many times about how close this team is. Like, you think that people think that you're just forcing that and saying that, but honestly, since April, this team has been extremely tight. You know, just every week, it's an amazing experience in that locker room, the whole organization. So I think that really carried us through the entire year. I mean, he gives us opportunities to build relationships with guys in the locker room. You know, we do a lot of off the field stuff together. But also, like, just him and John just bring in such great guys. Like, you know, this is my 11th year in the league, and there's always been, you know, a few guys that, you know, maybe stand out in a team, but this team, there's, you know, from the older guys to the younger guys that got drafted, there's no egos on this team. It's just everybody playing for the guy next to them, and obviously that showed today.
What was that moment like when it had seemed inevitable the last couple of minutes, but when the clock finally hit zero and it was clear you were a Super Bowl champ?
Yeah, I mean, it still doesn't feel real. I think maybe in a couple of weeks when I go home and see my family and friends, maybe we'll set in a little bit more. But right now I'm just enjoying the moment with, you know, the guys that in that locker room, all the coaches, staff, everybody, players. We just put so much work, so much energy into just building relationships that it's just been amazing.
What's it like being good at kicking, and when did you know you were good?
I mean, I was kind of a late bloomer going to kicking. I played soccer growing up, but I remember the first time I kicked a football, just fell in love with it. And I'm glad I made the switch from soccer to kicking footballs.
Describe the journey of, you know, being teammates with Leonard Williams and, you know, other guys, and then, you know, being a part of this team that has Leonard Williams and Sam Darnold, the former Jets.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of questions asked about Sam, obviously, this week. And I think it's been the same answer for everybody. Sam's been the same guy from 2008 when I played with him with the Jets to now. He's just one of the guys, right? Like, he's just he's great in the locker room. I knew he'd fit in right away when we signed him here. It's just any person, right? Like, you alone, if somebody gives you confidence, you're going to do better in life, right? So that's what this organization's all about, is just building up people and just building up their confidence and just letting them know that they're appreciated. And obviously, he took us to the promised land. Yep. I texted some people last night, just told them I appreciate them, that I work with daily or weekly. And, you know, honestly, the road that I've taken personally is it's built me into who I am as a person and as a player in the NFL. So, you know, it wasn't always the easiest, but I'll definitely always take that for what it is and remember that for building me into the man I am today.
What is the key to handling that pressure and succeeding in the heavy crowded?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, personally for me, it's just been, you know, a lot of years of work and, you know, work on myself as a person, work on myself as a kicker, and just, you just keep working. You know, I never thought I'd be in the NFL, and to win a Super Bowl is an amazing feeling. So, I wouldn't trade my path. And, you know, there's so many different paths in this world to make it as into the, you know, the player that you want to be. So, there's just so many different paths, and it doesn't always have to be perfect. And if you just keep working, you can do what you want. Just seeing my teammates after the game. It's just amazing feeling, just, you know, watching the brothers that you put so much work in together succeed and make it to this spot in life. It's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, appreciate it.